Seattle Public Schools Tell Fourth Graders to Write Letter Giving Advice to Trans Kid. By Spencer Lindquist on December 8, 2022. Seattle Public Schools, SPS, published a lesson plan instructing fourth graders to write a letter giving advice to a child who knew he was a girl from the time she was 2 years old. The lesson plan from SPS is part of their K-5 gender book kit, which allegedly offers age-appropriate lessons that align with the Washington State Health Education standards related to self-identity. One plan, intended for fourth-grade students, centered around the book I Am Jazz, which is about a child who identifies as transgender. The book's description reads, from the time she was 2 years old, Jazz knew that she had a girl's brain in a boy's body. The corresponding lesson plan says that by the end of the lesson, the fourth graders will define transgender and explore an example of gender identity. The lesson also has a writing activity portion, where students are told to write a letter to Jazz telling her what you think she should do. Children are asked, for example, should she continue to wear girls' clothes because that's what makes her comfortable, or wear boys' clothes because that's what society expects. Another note tells children to tell her what you will do to help, while another discusses how Jazz should respond to bullying. The lesson is deemed successful if students understand transgender and identify an example of gender diversity, identify what it means to be an ally and accept differences, and write the meaning of transgender and ally. The lesson plan also says that it was adapted from the Student, Family, and Community Support Department of the San Francisco Unified School District. But this is just one of many gender identity lesson plans from SPS. One of the several videos featured health education specialist Brennan Ham reading Jacob's New Dress, a book about a young boy who wants to go to school wearing a dress. The book is described on Amazon as an affirming story about gender nonconformity. This heartwarming story speaks to the unique challenges faced by children who don't identify with traditional gender roles, it adds. The video, which was intended for children in the second grade, was paired with a lesson plan for teachers. The lesson plan reads, some kids at school say he can't wear girl clothes, but Jacob wants to wear a dress to school. It goes on to ask, can he convince his parents to let him wear what he wants? The lesson plan intends to teach children that there is a range of gender expression and how to be an ally. Teachers are told to say, while we are reading today, I want you on the lookout for an ally. Exit questions include, why is it important to be an ally and treat people with respect about their gender choices? As well as list three things you can do to be a better ally at school for all students to feel safe, supported, and accepted. At one point in the video, health education specialist Brennan Ham criticizes Jacob's mom, who doesn't readily allow her son to go to school in a dress. His mom is not really showing acceptance or showing allyship, Ham says. Another plan, intended for kindergarteners, centers around a book called Introducing Teddy. The book's description explains that the teddy bear, named Thomas, says, in my heart, I've always known that I'm a girl Teddy, not a boy Teddy. I wish my name was Tilly, not Thomas. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @SLindquist@Breitbart.com.